Brave Little State is VPR's people-powered journalism project that answers questions asked by Vermonters. Last summer, an episode of BLS set out to decipher the origins of curious, sometimes funny, and often perplexing Vermont road names. Listeners loved the topic, and we were flooded with more questions about road names and how they came to be. Here's one of them. Where did the name of Star Pudding Farm Road in Marshfield come from? The Brave Little State team looked into it, and we'll play an excerpt, but first we'll hear from one of the researchers. Summer interns Anna Van Dyne and Olivia White investigated this question, and Anna joins us now. Hi, Anna.
Hey, Mitch.
So where did you go to find out about the curious road name in the excerpt that we're about to hear?
So we went to Marshfield, but before we went out there, we did a lot of research. We found out a ton of stuff about the road, and we ended up talking with this archivist at Bowdoin and sending a handwritten letter to the executrix of a poet's estate. But when we actually got our feet on the ground, we went out to Marshfield and talked to the town clerk there, and we were hoping she could tell us a bit more about where the origin of the name Star Pudding Farm Road came from.
Star Pudding Farm Road. That is a mouthful. It's a lot to fit on one road sign, but that sounds amazing. And you spoke with the town clerk, you said. Who was this town clerk? Who did you speak with?
Yeah, so we headed to Marshfield and talked to the town clerk there. Her name is Bobby Brimblecombe. And we're hoping she would have some information about where this road name came from and about who lives on the road. So Bobby, the town clerk, sent us right to Star Pudding Farm Road to talk to Luana Dutille, who has lived on the road for a number of years. There it is!
Star Pudding.
Oh my gosh! Star Pudding Farm Road. Okay, so we know where it is. Woohoo!
That's cool. It looks like it's a dirt road up some big hill.
We turn off of Route 2 near Twinfield High School, and at the bottom of the hill we find Miles of Smiles Daycare, Luana's house.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Luana and her husband have lived on Star Pudding Farm Road for 20 years.
What do people, like, when you tell them your address, are they like, haha, you live on Star Pudding Farm, or what is it?
People usually say pudding as in chocolate. That's the common thing.
But here's the thing. The road isn't named after a pudding recipe. It actually comes from a poem.
The name Star Pudding Farm Road comes from a poem that Laura and Martin discovered. And I don't know if you Googled it, if you could find it.
Well, we did Google it. We found it in an article in the Rutland Herald written in 2002 by a woman named Sally West Johnson. It tells the story of the Johnsons and Star Pudding Farm Road.
The article says Star Pudding is the name of a poem about hardscrabble farming. Johnson had a framed copy of it in his living room.
So, like we said, we really wanted to get in touch with someone from the Johnson family to ask about it. And we asked Bobby.
And Luana.
We scoured the internet.
And we called a few wrong numbers.
But we weren't able to get in touch with anyone.
But...
But... After lots of digging through old poetry anthologies, we did find the poem itself. It was written by a New England poet named Robert P.T. Coffin.
Who, by the way, had a glorious mustache.
He spent most of his life in Maine and published the poem in 1937.
The poem is about a farmer named Daniel Holbrook, who has trouble growing anything on his farm at the top of the hill. His soil's too rocky, his cow always breaks through the fence, and weeds grow uncontrollably. The townsfolk in the poem say that Daniel eats wind pudding, since he's got no plants and no money.
So, wind pudding is an expression, not actually a food.
Exactly, but the poem gets its title from the second stanza, which talks about stars. See, Daniel couldn't grow anything on his farm, but he was happy, because he could see the night sky better than anyone else up there on his hill. And even though he worked in his fields throughout the night and early morning, he didn't mind, because he was surrounded by the beauty of the stars.
And so Star Pudding is kind of about finding the simple, secret pleasures in life that not everyone else understands.
Yeah, and that's actually really lovely.
So now we think we can safely say that the road name is definitely from the poem. But why did the Johnsons love it so much?
Well, Anna, at the risk of having you tell me, you'll just have to listen to the episode to find out. Why did the Johnsons come to love the name so much?
So that's something that we actually don't know, because we weren't able to get in touch with anybody in the Johnson family. But when we went up to Star Pudding Farm Road and talked to the Johnsons' old neighbor, Luana Dutille, who we just heard in that excerpt, and we looked at the scenery ourselves and we read the poem, and we kind of got why they must have loved it so much.
And of course, like all great poetry, open to interpretation, so listeners can make their own judgments.
Exactly. Yeah, we do have some of the poem in the episode.
Well, Anna, thank you so much for sharing that story with us. And just a quick personal thank you from myself and everyone here at the VPR News team for your amazing work this summer. You really fit in a lot in a short amount of time. And listeners can find all your reporting on our website, vpr.org. And you can hear the latest full episode of Brave Little State as well at vpr.org or subscribe to it wherever you get your podcasts. And Anna, briefly, what's for you next after this internship at VPR?
So I'm heading into my senior year of college in New York City.
At NYU.
At NYU, yep.
Well, we wish you the best in the future, and thank you again so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Mitch.